Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids. They right now are offering a special. If you want eyelash extensions, they're normally $225. But right now, go in, say Jackie and Rachel sent you, and you'll get a full set for only $105.30. Check out Urban Obsession on Fountain Street in downtown GR. Hello and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Jackie Green here, and Rachel Gray is gone. She's traveling. She's on vacay, and I'm super jealous. That said, we're welcome to Minisode 2. Does that make sense? We had Minisode 1, where it's a mini episode. We did it over the phone. Rachel was going somewhere for the holidays, so I had called her, and we talked over the phone. So now we're doing Minisode 2. She's traveling again, so I gave her a call. And little did I know, the first half of our conversation, I was talking to her about how I was having some stomach problems, and I was giving her some TMI, but we were recording. Yeah, so you got to hear where that goes on the phone call. So here it is from a little earlier.
Oh, my gosh. That sucks. That's not a good day for Jackie.
But you have a good day because you're in the car heading toward the airport, right?
Yeah, but the sleeping is going to be tough.
So what's the deal? Where are you going?
Are you recording right now?
I've been recording this whole time. I'm just going to edit it all out.
I have no idea that you were recording.
You don't even know when we're recording? You're on air.
Having a conversation.
We're talking about my poops, and we're talking about you going to Ireland.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm on my way to the airport right now to go to Ireland, but I'm stressed about the sleeping situation because we fly out from Chicago at, like, 8:20 at night, and then we land at 10 o'clock in the morning in Dublin. So I have to figure out how to sleep sitting up. I got this really tacky neck pillow for Aaron and I. You ever use those?
Yeah, one time I got one because I was so tired and I wanted to be able to sleep on the plane, and I just couldn't figure out how to wear it to actually sleep.
Well, yeah, I've got, the one I got is like a coil. Like, it goes really tight around the neck. It's like it goes around twice so that your chin doesn't drop. I got Aaron one of the regular ones, but I know he doesn't care. He's got a big head.
He's got that big head.
Yes. So you're going to be filling in for me all next week during the morning show. If you get up at the butt crack of dawn, is Jim going to take Greenlee to daycare and everything?
Yeah, so Jim's doing all the morning stuff that I normally do, so good luck to him. What do I need to know going into this? I don't do a lot of morning radio.
What do you need to know? You need to be patient because you're going to be doing a morning show with Gravy, and he's going to remind you of everything 1,700 times every day, and you're going to want to choke him for that, but he means well. What else do you need to know to do? I don't know. Just be yourself and have fun. Don't cuss. That's it. I tell myself that every day. Don't cuss.
Don't cuss. I remind myself that every day going on air. So I'm good on that on that point.
Have you ever been in one of those situations where you cuss in public and you just feel bad about it because somebody overheard you?
Yes. Where I'm like, I say something that I'm like, oh, that was not appropriate in this situation.
We had this coworker, and I won't say his name, but we went out to breakfast once after the Santa parade, and we're sitting and having breakfast. It's a Sunday morning, and he's dropping F-bombs in the middle of a restaurant, and there's, like, children everywhere. I wanted to die. I hate that.
I've been there before in that situation, and I'm the a-hole doing it. So I went on this trip with Jim once with his company, and one of the guys there was super nice and fun and friendly, but little did I know, he was, like, one of, like, the co-owners, or, like, he was a bigwig in the company. I just thought he was, like, one of the sales guys, like this nice guy. So we were walking down the street and I was hammered. And he was across the street. He must have been at like a different bar. And I went, Greg, what's up, you mother effer? And Jim and like his other coworkers go, Jackie, what the hell? And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
They're like, you just called like the person in charge of our company a mother beeper.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oops.
My God.
He didn't seem to notice or care. He just waved and smiled.
Well, as long as he doesn't care, that's right.
Yeah, it worked out.
So tell us about your morning this morning, because I heard it was a rough one.
Well, it started off with having the bright idea to go for a bike ride. It wasn't a bright idea. I dropped the baby off of daycare, hopped on my bike, and I was like, I'm going to go 10 miles, and I'm going to go run, because I'm training for a triathlon that I'm not prepared for. So I get out on the bike, and I'm like 7 miles away from my house, and my chain falls off. So I'm getting grease all over my hands trying to get the damn chain back on because I don't know what I'm doing. And I think I get it back on, but it wasn't back on. I started pedaling again, yeah, and it just tangled it up even worse. So I had to walk the bike back. I had to walk like 2 miles to a park for my friend to come get me and the bike.
I can't believe nobody like stopped and asked if you needed help.
I was on a trail, like a paved trail.
Oh, you were on a paved, like in the woods?
No, like the White Pine Trail.
I don't know where that is.
You don't know what the White Pine Trail is?
Hold on, let me ask Aaron. Have you ever heard of the White Pine Trail? Aaron knows what it is.
It's like a paved, it's a 200-mile paved trail, or like 100 miles.
A 100-mile paved trail, and that's what you were stuck on.
It goes from here to like Cadillac.
So who picked you up?
My friend Gretchen.
Nice. God, you owe Gretchen some beers.
Well, we were going to meet anyway, so she just went to a different location to get me instead of meeting at the original meeting location.
I think I would panic if I had to push a bike 3 miles.
I mean, it's not like a heavy bike. They're lightweight.
I know. I know. But the fact that you're doing an Ironman makes me nervous in the first place. Where is this Ironman that you're doing?
It's in Muncie, Indiana.
Muncie, Indiana? That's the home of Ball State University. My aunt lives there.
I'm staying at Ball State. That's where we're staying.
Oh, are you?
They have, like, hotels on campus, like, made out of dorms or something.
Yeah. Ball State's kind of a butthole, so be ready for that.
Ew, why?
I mean, it's not bad. Like, the campus is okay. But, like, the outskirts area are kind of meh. Yeah, it's just another, I mean, it's literally in the middle of Indiana in the corn. Like, Ball State is all there is in Muncie. But, I mean, you'll be able to check it out. Is Jim going with you to do this Ironman?
He's going to go watch. He would never go do it.
He would never do it with you?
No, he's a wimp.
Do he hold signs?
No, but he'll, like, he'll follow along on the course and, like, scream and yell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he won't, like.
That's awesome.
He wakes up early and makes, like, a drink with some rum and some juice and tailgates.
What a nice husband.
He tailgated when I ran the Disney Marathon, and he took a bus, and it, like, took him to different locations where he could see me running. Yeah, because he would drink.
So he gets drunk and then goes to different locations to see you running. That's awesome.
Yeah, he puts it in a Gatorade bottle. It's like a homeless man. No one even knows.
He puts his booze in a Gatorade bottle? That's like me at tailgate college.
He wants to look like one of the runners. He's got a Gatorade.
That is absolutely.
No one will suspect him when he's got a Gatorade.
Oh, my God, I love it. Well, thanks for calling in and checking in with me. I'll have to send you lots of pictures, and I'll make sure I put them up on my Facebook page and stuff while I'm gone.
Dude, I'm totally jealous.
What'd you say?
When do you get home?
When do I come home? I come home Monday the 24th, so I'll be back on the air on Tuesday the 25th, so 1 week.
Okay, so we're back full podcast next Wednesday.
Yes, on Wednesday the 26th, we'll have a brand new episode of The Gray and Green Show. I got to figure out what we're talking about.
But then the following Wednesday is when I'm gone.
Yes, and we'll probably have to do another mini-show the following Wednesday, but I'm sure people will be ready for a break.
But then we're back, and we're back.
Yes, back, until I have paternity leave, yes.
Oh, yeah, and then you'll be pushing a baby out.
I know. I'm 28 weeks today. I am 12 weeks from having this little girl.
Oh, my God. Are you so excited?
I am. I'm just ready for her to get here. Like, I'm just ready for her to get here. I talk to her every day. It's weird.
Do you call her by her name?
Yes.
What is her name?
We'll find out in 12 weeks.
Why can't I know her name?
12 weeks. Hang tight. You'll make it.
Do I have to find out on Facebook, or can I know, like, 2 minutes before you post it?
I'll tell you her name before I post it on Facebook. I will let you know before the Facebook world knows.
Okay, I'll take that.
Promise.
I can take that. That'll get
me
through.
Good deal. Well, have fun doing my job next week and let me know how it goes. I can internationally text, so you'll be able to text me.
You can or can't?
I can, C-A-N.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'll text you. Let me know how Ireland is. I've never been in. It sounds awesome.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, bye.
Bye.